Paul speaks to a church torn apart by pride, rivalry, and spiritual one-upmanship. Some Corinthians questioned Paul's abilities. They ranked leaders and split into competing camps, Paul on the one hand, Apollos on the other. Others tolerated blatant sin in their midst and refused to address it. And Paul responds with four key truths. Firstly, we are servants, not judges. In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1 from our reading, Paul calls himself and his co-worker Apollos stewards. Other translations use the word servants, not masters, not spiritual celebrities, not competitors, but servants and stewards. Servants don't run the household. They serve their master. And when servants start acting like judges, ranking believers, comparing spirituality, or criticizing God's workers, unity collapses. The proud rise to the top. The vulnerable are crushed. Secondly, servants are accountable, but only to their master. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4, in verses 3 and 4, that human judgment is not the final word, not even his own self-evaluation. Why is that? Well, because a steward is measured by faithfulness, not popularity, visibility, or comparison, how well the steward served their master. And only God sees faithfulness clearly. So Paul concludes, "It is the Lord who judges me." This is both warning and comfort. It's a warning because judging one another tears the body of Christ apart and denies God's authority. And it's comfort because the ones belittled, misunderstood, or unfairly measured, Paul says, God sees the truth. His judgment is not meant to shame the faithful, but to bring their faithfulness into the light. And so Paul tells us, therefore do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes. Why? Because so much is hidden from us, motives, circumstances, inner struggles. We can't see the things now hidden in darkness, so we must be slow to pronounce judgment. And thirdly, almost paradoxically, yet there is a right kind of judgment. Paul isn't contradicting himself when he asks in the next chapter, are you not to judge those inside the church? There are moments when the church must act for the sake of its health. Failing to construct destructive behavior has caused deep and lasting harm, especially in cases of abuse. Knowing when to judge and when to refrain, when to listen to quiet criticisms, and when to lay themselves aside as unhelpful. These are themselves matters that call for wisdom and godly discernment. And here are two suggestions on how to exercise good judgment. Improper judgment is concerning people's hearts, motives, or spiritual worth, things only God can see. Proper judgment is discerning clear, outward, unrepentant sin for the sake of restoring the sinner and protecting the church. In Corinthians chapter 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul rebukes the Corinthians for tolerating behavior even pagans reject. Discipline, when needed, must be firm but redemptive. If we refuse loving discernment, sin spreads. If we embrace harsh, premature judgment, division spreads. And fourthly, there is only one judge, and he will set everything right. Paul reminds us in verse 5 that one day we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. God will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. On that day, The hidden things will be revealed, and God's verdict will be final, perfect, and full of truth. Advent has historically been a time when the church reflected on judgment. Indeed, we prayed in today's collect that at thy second coming to judge the world, we may be found an acceptable people in thy sight. There is going to be a final judgment. A final judgment is necessary if God is truly good, not simply because some people may deserve punishment, but because God's world needs putting right. Evil is real, it's corrosive, but it cannot have the last word. Final judgment is part of believing that God is wise, just, and committed to restoring his creation. So Paul urges us, stop pretending we can see what only God can see. Stop sitting on a throne that belongs only to Christ. Judge nothing before the appointed time. And when judgment is necessary, let it be humble, gentle, and restorative. And trust that the only judgment that truly matters will come from the one who knows us fully and loves us completely. So let's pray. May God give us the humility to release our wrongful judgments, the courage to practice gracious discernment, and the unity that comes from belonging wholly to Christ. Amen.